Are you tired of hearing politically correct propaganda from the government, the media, the schools, and the churches, when in your heart you know it's not true? Does your pastor entertain you with irrelevant pablum while you yearn for strong spiritual meat? Does the shallowness of the masses turn you off? Then perhaps you are being called to a higher level of understanding. Learn the amazing truths that have been hidden from our people. For a free packet of information giving you the key to who you are, where you're from, why you're here, and where you're going, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. That's Kingdom Identity Ministries, P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602.
Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com.
Silver has long been used throughout history as a way to disinfect and prolong the freshness of water and food, as well as utilized for its beneficial healing and anti-disease properties. From the Greeks, the Romans, and the Phoenicians to the Middle Ages, from the first settlers in America to its preventative use against infection during World War I, silver was always known for its health benefits. Hippocrates wrote extensively about the healing power of silver. In the 1920s, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved...
WorldNet Daily in Jerusalem, correspondent for ABC Radio in Jerusalem. And he's had a chance to talk to a lot of the terrorists and, gone into the terrorist areas talking to them. Why are they so filled with hatred? Why are they willing to kill themselves, in an effort to destroy the Israelis? And what do they hope to accomplish? Well, basically, as you read the book, you get the feeling that we are financing, in many respects, of these very terrorists that we are supposedly fighting. And time again, we find that under one guise or another, the United States is finding, or the intelligence agencies, or someone else is finding a justification for sending money to these terrorist groups. Now, why would anybody in their right mind be doing things like that? Well, of course, if you've read the book we carry called The Devil's Game, if you read the book, A Call to Dollars for Terror, which was written back in 1999, or Unholy Wars by James Cooley. He was a correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. His book came out in 1999 as well. You'll find out that it was the Central Intelligence Agency, along with the Pakistan government and our friends in Saudi Arabia, who financed Al-Qaeda, who financed this whole radical Islamic movement, and, of course, who financed the Taliban in 1994. That's when we began creating the Taliban. Why would you do that? Because this whole thing was planned years ago. We needed an enemy. We needed, and there's a long-range plan, to get us into a war with the Islamic world. Now, certainly one of the significant things, if you read about the psyche of the terrorists, so many of them were trained in madras schools, and in these madras schools, primarily in Afghanistan and in Pakistan, and I'm sure in Saudi Arabia as well, these young people were indoctrinated to this idea that if you died as a martyr for Allah, why, you'd end up with 52 virgins, in this wonderful utopian life. But these ideas did not exist in the minds of the average Islamic individual 20 years ago. It may be, in Muslim lore, it may be in some of their ancient writings, but this was not something that was even thought about by the average Muslim until the United States, during the 1980s, went all over the world recruiting Muslims to join the Mujahideen. These were the Islamic fighters that were fighting the Soviets in Afghanistan, and that was all put together. That whole phony war was created by Zbigniew Brzezinski, the man who was the architect, the originator of the Trilateral Commission. He did that for David Rockefeller. And Zbigniew Brzezinski, along with Henry Kissinger, are two of the primary architects of everything that is going on today. And they wanted an enemy so they could draw us into war in the Middle East. And we'll cover the more of this and invite your calls here at 970, your calls right here at Genesis when we get back.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyons with another Car Clinic Minute. Hooray for the red, white, and blue, and for the patriot that waves our flags and wears our decals, our cars. Some all-American advice for this hard-working public servant when I come back.
I'm Bobby Lyons, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
While saluting all our heroes, remember your faithful cars and trucks and take some freedom of the road advice from our national colors, red, white, and blue. Red, your owner's manual lately? You'll find tips from gas octane to oil weights. White, snow of winter making driving treacherous? Tires should be all weather and well treaded. Blue, over your last repair bill? Preventive maintenance will identify small problems before they cost big bucks. Whether your vehicle is from foreign-friendly lands or all-American, be there for it so it'll be there for you. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and if you'd like to call in, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. How were they able to educate a whole generation of Muslim youth in Pakistan and Afghanistan and in Saudi Arabia in this radical form of Islamic belief? Well, it was because the USAID, United States Agency for International Development, put out $51 million for textbooks written in Arabic to train these kids in these Islamic schools in this radical form of Islam. And about the glories it was to become a martyr for Allah, and how you're going to end up with 51 or 71 virgins, it was all a scam. But they can't tell the American people now that. If you'd like to verify what I'm telling you and how we have created the best enemy money could buy, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the article, the ABCs of Jihad, the ABCs of Jihad, or better still, what you need to do is get my pamphlet entitled Foreknowledge in 911, and it's, I think, of three pamphlets, about 15 of my articles on the background of this whole enemy that they have created so that we can have a war in the Middle East. You must understand that they've created the wars. They created a World War One, and they financed both sides in World War One. And they created World War II. And if you haven't read the book by Charles Higham about trading with the enemy, how it was American capitalists trading with the enemy during the Second World War that allowed Hitler to have the oil for his submarines so he could sink our ships, and the transfer of technology so he could develop the high-octane gasoline for his bombers that were used to kill our troops. Our guest is here. Anyway, if you'd like to get more information on what we're saying, you must understand that nothing is as it appears to be. Well, our guest today is William Federer, certainly one of my favorite guests. William, thank you so very much for coming on with this short notice.
Hey, Dr. Stan, great to be with you.
So why don't you give us the background, because William's always writing a new book, has a great subject to talk. And since, you know, I am in the process now of recovering from open heart surgery, I don't like to be doing too much talking. We're only doing 1 hour in the afternoon each day now. Next week we'll be back to the full scale, but I wanted William because he'll do most of the talking from here on out. Thanks so much. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, you know, I always get a kick out of Jimmy Carter coming up with solutions for the Middle East crisis because he basically created it.
Absolutely. It was Zbigniew Brzezinski who was the national security advisor for Jimmy Carter. Of course, whether it was Jimmy Carter who created it or Zbigniew Brzezinski who created it during the Carter administration, doesn't matter. Jimmy Carter was simply what he was told by his two mentors. One was Zbigniew Brzezinski. The other was a man named David Rockefeller, who took Carter into the Trilateral Commission, trained him, indoctrinated him, and then and let him act as a puppet president of the United States. Trouble is, he honestly believed he was the president, and he keeps acting today as if he was.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote a book called Between Two Ages, and in there he talked about how after World War One, the world transitioned from monarchies to nation-states. And he said, now we need to transition from nation states to a global government.
Sure.
But we need an enemy, a Hitler, somebody that's serious enough that the world can mobilize against and in the process surrender their sovereignty to each other, you know, so there'd be a new allies or NATO or the United Nations. Unfortunately, I think this time they let the genie out of the bottle. I think they've allowed their. I imagine that they thought it would be more or less a contained enemy, sort of like Bush during the Gulf War One, that initial war. That yes, it was a war, but it was rather minor in the whole scope of world history. But I think this time like I mentioned, the genie's out of the bottle. This has become a whole lot bigger than anybody's ever imagined, and. The irony is, though, is that the United States has unfortunately taken some of the wrong sides, and particularly this week with the United States wanting to divide Jerusalem. And as we speak, they're meeting in Annapolis, Maryland, with 14 Muslim countries trying to pressure little Israel to give up a percentage. People have no idea how small Israel is. If you put a postage stamp on the middle of a football field, that's like Israel in the middle of all the Arab Muslim nations that surround it. There's no need to divide Israel anymore. There's plenty of room for these other Muslims to live in. The goal is to simply get rid of Israel, and it's a step-by-step process. And, you know, one of the things I've just gotten done writing, and I've re-edited it. It's a book entitled What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran, A History of Islam and the United States. And they've awakened a 1,400-year enemy with the West.
You sure have.
And you can really trace it to when the Muslims were stopped at the Battle of Vienna in 1683. For those that are not familiar with the battle, the Muslims conquered all of North Africa, all of Persia, all of the Holy Land, all of Spain, all of southern France, conquered toward Asia, the Mongolian Empire, the Turks, finally conquered all of Constantinople. All seven churches mentioned in the Book of Revelation were all conquered by the Muslims. Ephesus, Galatia, Colossae, all these books that are mentioned in the New Testament were conquered by the Muslims. Finally, in the year 1683, close to 200,000 Muslims surround Vienna, Austria. And there's only 11,000 Austrian Habsburg defenders. And the Turkish Muslim Sultan sends a message to King Leopold saying, stay in your residence so we may decapitate you. And while they were waiting for 2 months, starving out the inhabitants, it gave time for the Polish king, Jan Sobieski, to gather 80,000 Poles, Germans, and Hungarians to come to the rescue of Vienna. And they did on September 11th, 1683. And they came over the hill, surprised the Muslims, threw them into confusion that the Muslims actually left and left their tents in place. And the Europeans went in the tents and found these bags of beans, coffee beans. And they realized this was how the Muslims could fight day and night, this new drink. And shortly thereafter opened the first Vienna coffee house, and coffee spread across Europe. And whereas the Western Europeans, the Pope, praised Jan Sobieski as having saved Western civilization, they put a statue of him up in Gdansk, Poland. The Muslims were so humiliated by this defeat that they went to their commander, Mustafa Pasha, and tied a silk rope around his neck and strangled him to death and beheaded him and put his head in a velvet bag and sent it to the Sultan. And so that was the furthest into Europe the Muslims went until the recent demographic immigration, where the Muslims are having more children and the Europeans are letting them in to work the jobs.
But I think that what is so incredible about this whole thing, you know, is really this whole thing is actively being encouraged by the people in our government who are encouraging the European Union. They are doing everything they can in Europe to destroy that nation through immigration, Muslim immigration, as they're doing everything they can in our country to destroy our country by immigration from South America. Creating a multicultural, multilingual society. These things are not happening by stupidity. They know what they're doing. Otherwise, they never would have allowed massive Muslim migration into Europe and into Great Britain. And people don't understand that behind what's going on are these powerful spiritual forces that are really aimed at destroying Western civilization. When you understand that they're is a force that's coordinating everything that's going on. So many of the insane things happening today, both in Europe and here in the United States, begin to make sense.
Well, you know, you look at the trend throughout history. For example, when Sultan Mehmet II was laying siege to Constantinople in the year 1453, the Venetian and Genoan city-states of Italy, they were not really quick to want to come to Constantinople's aid because they were the globalists of the day. They were trading with the Muslims. They were actually trading military goods to the Muslims that they knew were going to be used against the Byzantine Christians, but they were not concerned about maintaining and preserving Western civilization. They just wanted a buck.
Sure.
They didn't realize that within 100 years, the Muslims would be attacking Italy and would capture Sicily and would be invading, all those Italian cities.
Sure.
And so it's like a parasite that just wants to take over the body. It doesn't realize that once it successfully does that, it will have killed its host victim and it would die too. You see that again later in Europe, where you had the France actually entered into a treaty with the Ottoman Muslim Empire against Spain. And so they were playing two ends against the middle. They thought, well, here, you know, we'll keep Spain occupied by allowing, that happened numerous other times in history. It wasn't until Napoleon invaded Egypt that broke France's treaty with the Ottomans, and that's when the Ottoman Barbary pirates began to attack the French vessels. But you can see that whenever the West is in division, mostly over greed, that that Islam has advanced. And so
and they're very, very powerful. There's some forces there. Hang on, Bill. Be back in just a moment here at the Genesis Network.
Ted Andrews for Midas, November 27, 2007. Gold, 8/11, 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $835.58, $411.80 for half, $205.90 for quarter. That's $835.58, $411.80, and $205.90. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Did
year 1492, the year that Columbus was set sail for America, was also the day of the year that Spain drove the Muslims out. In other words, they forced the Muslims to leave Spain so they could have their own country. And then, of course, they infiltrated through Sicily and Italy, and there in 1683 at the Battle of Vienna, they were turned back again. Although there's still large Muslim enclaves, certainly in the area of Europe and in the Balkans today. And then, of course, the Byzantine Empire was a Christian empire. It was the eastern half of the Roman Empire and existed until the late 1400s. The western half was destroyed because they corrupted their currency. The eastern half continued because they had a stable gold-backed currency, and they existed until the 1400s when they were defeated by the Ottomans. And then, of course, it was the Turkish Empire. And the Turkish Empire then existed, it really was only destroyed at the time of the First World War. And that's when the British and the French moved into the Near East and created so many of the problems we're facing today. Put together Iraq out of three groups that hated one another. Why? Because they wanted unrest there. They didn't want a stable society. The only way to hold Iraq together with the Kurds and the Shias and the Sunnis was with a dictator. And that's exactly what the British wanted, and exactly what the French wanted, and exactly what the Americans want today. They want unrest so that we can continue to dominate that area. That's what power politics is about. But anyway, you pick up the story, William, because I think you have a tremendous amount of information that's so important for people to understand. The Byzantine was a Christian empire. The Ottomans were the Turkish empire. Go ahead.
Well, the Byzantine Empire had a invincibility complex. They thought that God would never, ever let them get conquered. You have to understand, this was a kingdom started by Constantine, who had legalized Christianity, and so it was thoroughly Christian. They had thousands of churches. They had these huge three-tiered walls and a big moat built by Justinian that in 1,000 years, these walls had never, ever been breached. And so they thought, well, God will never abandon us. Unfortunately, the Fourth Crusade. Now, when the Byzantine Empire began to be invaded by the Muslims, they swallowed their pride and begged the West for help. You have to understand, the Byzantines saw themselves as the true inheritors of Christianity. Their land included where John spoke, where Paul spoke, where the seven churches mentioned in the book of Revelation were. And they spoke Greek, the language of the New Testament, and they viewed the Latin Roman Catholic West as the church split. And so when they were being invaded by the Muslims, it was a big swallowing of their pride for these Byzantine Christians to beg the West for help. And the West sent help. It was called the Crusades. And the first three of them were in the Middle East. The fourth one, though, in 1204 A.D., the ships came along and came up to Constantinople, and these Byzantines thought, well, gee, I guess they just want to stop on their way over to the Holy Land. And so they let down their chain, this huge chain that they had across the harbor, and they let all these European ships come into their harbor, and then the unthinkable happened. They stormed Constantinople and took over the city and raped the women and burnt and pillaged and took all the gold out of their, you know, churches, and took all the gold that they had saved up for 1,000 years. I mean, Constantinople was the richest city in the world. It was the plum, the apple. And all of this was taken and sent to Venice and Genoa, to these Italian city-states. And that's when the Renaissance was beginning, that they began to send over to Italy all this Greek learning. And after 57 years, the Byzantines drove out the Venetians, the Italians. But by this time, all their wealth had been outsourced to Italy. And now these Byzantines had to raise taxes on its already depleted populace to build up its walls to defend against the increasing Muslim attacks. And so it was just the beginning of the end at that point.
We'll be back here in just a moment with William Federer. And this is the
history you should have learned in school, but you never learned. Go ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are remove without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445. And let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445. Or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest William Federer. And before we go on, William, I'd like to get you to get out your web page, get out your telephone number, tell people how they can get not only the book you've written on the Muslim faith and the Quran, but so many of the other books. Now, we do carry many of them ourselves. We don't carry this last one. In fact, if you carried one, I'd probably take a look at it. And if you sent us one, we'd take a look at it. We'd probably carry that as well because we really like William's books. But how can people get in touch with you and get the books?
Oh, thanks, Dr. Stan. AmericanMinute.com is my website, AmericanMinute.com. And the book's entitled What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran, A History of Islam in the United States. And one interesting point, did you know that the pilgrims had one of their boats taken by the Muslims?
It was. No, I never heard that.
William Bradford writes about it in The History of the Plymouth Settlement. The pilgrims had to borrow money on credit to finance their 1620 journey to America. They bought a year's worth of supplies on credit, plus they financed the boat ride for the 102 of them, and they promised to pay it back They weren't sure exactly how. They eventually paid it back with dried fish and beaver skins. But it took 40 years for the pilgrims to pay back the debt because of the exorbitant interest rates and the losses at sea. And one of these losses at sea was written about by Governor Bradford in the year 1625. And I'll just read you the excerpt here. It says, the adventurers, which that was the name for the investors, the people that fronted the money for the pilgrims, had two ships, and the larger one was filled with dried fish, and Mr. Edward Winslow, their agent, had 800 pounds of beaver skins in the smaller ship, which was being towed. It says, so they went joyfully home together and had such fine weather that the captain of the larger ship never cast off the smaller ship, towing it, till they were well within the English Channel, almost in sight of Plymouth. But even there, she was unhappily taken by a Turkish man of war and carried off to Morocco, where the captain and the crew were made slaves and many of the beaver skins were sold for 4 cents apiece. Thus, all their hopes were dashed, and the joyful news they meant to carry home was turned to heavy tidings. In the big ship, Captain Miles Standish arrived in England at a very bad time, for the country was full of trouble and a plague was deadly in London. Several of the friendly adventurers were so reduced by the losses and now by the ship taken by the Turks that all trade was dead. In other words, they weren't going to front any more credit to these pilgrims because they didn't pay back their debt because this 800 pounds of beaver skins was taken captive by the Muslims. In the year 1625 alone, the Muslim pirates of Morocco captured 1,000 Englishmen. They took them from Bristol, from the island of Lundy, from another city called Low in Mounts Bay, 60 villagers from Mounts Bay. They were captured, and the Muslims even raised a standard, a Muslim flag, on one of the islands in the Bristol Channel. And they took them to Morocco and sold them in their slave markets there. The Sultan of Morocco was named Moulay Ismail, and he had over 25,000 European slaves that he put to work building his grand palace. This thing was sometimes called the Versailles of Morocco. It was huge. And Sultan Moulay Ismail had 500 wives. Most of them were stolen from Europe, and they bore him a record 1,042 children. And several different books are written, one about a gentleman named Thomas Pellew, who at age 11 was captured from the English fishing village there and taken to Morocco. And he spent 23 years as a slave, many of those on a Moroccan galley, and witnessing several beheadings and forced conversions to Islam. And he finally escaped and went back to England. And lo and behold, it was his distant relative, Sir Edward Pellew, who led the English bombardment of Algiers in the year 1816, freeing thousands of Christians who were enslaved there. And so here is one of the chapters of the Muslims attacking England and capturing one of the pilgrim ships. Tremendous amount of history that seems to have been overlooked.
Well, but that, because that happened in the past, doesn't necessarily mean that we have to go in and go to war with the Muslim world at the present time, does it?
Well, no, it does set a track record, though, that this Muslim world does hate the West. And for centuries, they, after their defeat in the year 1683, there at the Battle of Vienna, they did do piracy. But they were not trying to take over Europe until something happened. In the year 1740, there was an imam named Wahhab, Muhammad Abd ibn Wahhab. And he said, we've backslidden from the commands of Muhammad. We need to get back to having the world submit to Allah. And so Wahhab made a covenant with the Saud family. And together they conquered all of Arabia. That's why it's called Saudi Arabia. And so with the help of the Wahhabis, the Saud family conquered all of Arabia. And in 1924, is when they got control of Mecca. Now, if you control Mecca, you control the Hajj. The Hajj is the annual pilgrimage that Muslims take from around the world to Mecca. It's one of the five pillars of Islam. They're supposed to do it once in their lifetime. But if you control the Hajj, it's like a Bible conference, and you get to decide who the teachers are going to be. And so now, Muslims from around the world, from 1924 on, were being infected with the Wahhabi violent version of Islam. And then the big clincher came in 1938. Oil was discovered in Saudi Arabia. And when oil was discovered in Saudi Arabia, the West began to pump billions of dollars over there, which the Saudis used to export radical Islam. The Saudis have over 25,000 Wahhabi schools. They have Muslim schools in over 19 capitals around the world. 9 out of 10 mosques in America are financed by the Saudi Wahhabi version of Islam.
You're absolutely right.
The oil money.
We back Saudi Arabia, and we allow them to do this, and we encourage them at every hand. Well, I mean, certainly most of Al-Qaeda is being financed by the Saudis. So why are we financing the Saudis and helping them do that? Just doesn't make sense, Bill.
Well, it doesn't until you understand greed. And greed's like a parasite, and all it wants is to take over. It doesn't view what's going to happen. It's like the gambling industry. The casinos and lottery people had their Las Vegas. But then they noticed if they gave money to politicians, those politicians would pass laws to allow them to expand. And that's what the Muslims are doing. These wealthy Saudis are giving money to politicians, and these politicians are then passing laws to expand Islam.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, but also our Central Intelligence Agency seems to be working very, very closely with Saudi Arabia and with Pakistan. And we're funding Pakistan, which is another major source of funding of this whole radical Muslim movement. In fact, we have evidence that the CIA was funding the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Why would they be doing that? Because the Muslim Brotherhood is the background so much of the radical Muslim movement today. And if it was just greed, why would the CIA be doing it?
Well,
possible there's another explanation that we're missing?
Well, I'm sure there is. But one of the things I've seen is that there's this unholy alliance between the radical left, the atheist, the homosexual agenda, the anti-American agenda, the unholy alliance between the radical left and the radical Muslims.
You're absolutely right again.
And you see that CARE has signed on with the hate crime legislation. So the homosexuals are pushing this hate crime legislation to shut up churches, and the Center for American Islamic Relations has signed on to it. You think, well, gee, the Muslims are pro-homosexual? Well, they see this as a way to shut up Christians. It's the DIMI status. It's a second-class citizenship for Christians and Jews, only they're wanting to establish it here. And, again, it's like that parasite that the radical homosexual lobby, the radical secularist lobby, they so hate anything Judeo-Christian that they are possessed with this drive to dismantle the Judeo-Christian foundations of our country. And someday, God forbid, they'll wake up and they'll realize they just tore down the only wall that can protect them against radical Islam.
I believe there is a conspiracy against God. And I believe it involves the Muslim faith and the homosexual movement and the radical left and the communists and the socialists and the Marxists and a lot of people of great wealth in this country all working together to destroy Western civilization. And they're doing a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, well, and the problem is that very few of them see the whole picture. They just see their own little selfish ring, and it's just these concentric rings that are lined up to bring about this unholy goal. It's like somebody votes for a politician because they think that politician will protect their retirement. They don't realize that their selfish vote is allowing a politician in who wants to undermine, you know, the country. And the politician just wants to get reelected. He doesn't realize that he's doing terrible damage. He just thinks, well, this is what the people... So it's these selfish motives, but they're all concentrically lining up and betraying the country. You know, I've seen it happen in Europe. You know, a car has to go from drive into neutral before it goes into reverse. And that's what's happened with Western civilization, particularly in Europe, that they went from drive with this Judeo-Christian idea of, you know, the Jews would say, be nice to the stranger because you were once a stranger in Egypt. Or Jesus taught, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And so it was this idea that you be nice to people because you're accountable to this Judeo-Christian God in the next life. Now, did they live up to it always? Well, no, they obviously didn't, but it was their pricking their conscience for centuries. Well, then Europe went from drive into neutral with the French Revolution, saying there is no God, you do whatever you want, and if there is a God, he doesn't care, he just made the laws of nature and left, and so just, you know, be ruled by your selfish desires. Well, the secular revolution gave birth to this thing called pluralism, diversity, multiculturalism, which says all beliefs are of equal value. There's nothing special about this Judeo-Christian stuff. And so in comes these other beliefs into Europe, and Sharia law Islam comes in. And because there's no way they can keep it out. Otherwise, they'd be discriminating and saying that. And so they let it in. And Sharia law Islam says to beat your wife if she doesn't obey you. Surah 434. One translation says to smack her. Another translation says to hit her lightly. That's a nicer one. The Sharia law Islam says you can, you know, strangle your daughter to death if she dishonors the family by dating a non-Muslim, that you kill the kafir, kill the infidel. And they're not assimilating, and they're waking up in Europe, and 25% of Paris is now Muslim. Mohammed is the number one name given to children in England. 70% of the immigrants into Europe are Muslim. They did a poll in England this year which says that Muslims that came to England 30 years ago were nice. They were just happy to be there. They realized that they were immigrants. Their children born in England say, well, we're born here. We're English citizens. We deserve to have our views reflected in the government. And over half of these young Muslims want Sharia law in England. They want women to wear the burqas. They want the death penalty for the kafir. And the problem is the English are having fewer and fewer children, and the Muslims are having more and more children.
But you know, this is happening in America. Today they have polled the Muslims. About 30% of them do not want Sharia law. But 70% of the Muslims in America do. You cannot have people who have no loyalty to America living in America. There's no way that our countries can survive. And we are actively encouraging Muslim immigration. We are encouraging, you know, this whole radical Islamic movement, because we allow Saudi Arabia to set up their Wahhabi schools in our districts. We allow them to have their Wahhabi training in our prisons and recruit, you know, many of the disenchanted blacks into the Muslim faith. This is actively being encouraged by the people in Washington, D.C., who are not stupid. But do you know a better way to destroy a nation than to encourage a multicultural, multi-religious, a multilingual society with many people who hate America and actively bringing them into this country? They know what they're doing. Because, of course, America is the ultimate target. America was a great Christian nation, and they have set out to destroy it. And these are some of the key people working at the highest levels of our government, including our president, who says, we all worship the same God. Allah and the God we worship is the same. I wonder what God he worships. He professes to be a Christian, but how could any Christian say that Allah is the same God that you and I worship? Now, that's what bothers me. And most of our Christian leaders are in full support of our president. That's even more bothersome.
Well, you know, in my book, I compare Jesus and Muhammad. Jesus was a religious leader. Muhammad was a religious leader and a military leader. Jesus never killed anybody. Muhammad killed lots of people. It's estimated he killed 3,000 people and cut off the heads of 700 Jews in Medina. Jesus never owned slaves. Muhammad owned lots of slaves, including African slaves, because he was Arab. Jesus never married. Muhammad had anywhere between 11 to 22 wives. partly because he got a fifth of the women taken in battle, and he had many concubines, and some he went through marriage ceremonies with, and others he didn't, so it was hard to know the exact number. So you bring this up to a Muslim, they won't deny it. They'll simply say, David was a prophet, and he was a military leader, killed people, owned slaves, and had lots of wives. And, of course, my response is, yes, but Jesus didn't. And Christians go to Christ. And besides, the Jews simply wanted their little square of geography. There's no command for the Jews to subdue the world. Nevertheless, Jesus never forced anybody to believe in him. There was one verse where Jesus said a difficult saying, and the disciples, many disciples, walked with him no more. And his apostles turned to him and said, well, this is a difficult saying. Who can bear it? And Jesus said, well, you guys want to go too? There's the door. And Peter responded saying, Lord, where else can we go? You're the only one with the words of eternal life. I mean, Jesus was willing to let him go. Muhammad said in the Hadith, whoever changes his Islamic religion, kill him. So Christianity is a religion voluntary from the inside out, and Islam is a religion forced from the outside in.
And why would our president keep saying we all worship the same God? Well, we're out of time, Bill. Once again, how can people get your book?
AmericanMinute.com is my website, AmericanMinute.com, and then a toll-free number is 888-USA-WORD.
God bless. Thanks so much for coming on.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, going along with what we've been talking about today, let me suggest three pamphlets we put together called Foreknowledge 911, and it's really the story of the background of this whole radical Islamic movement and how it came about.
$4.911, about 15 Radio Liberty letters. You can get them for nothing up on the Internet, but it's nice to have them in book form, inexpensive and well-documented. And then, of course, we carry the book, The Devil's Game, how the CIA, working with the Saudis and the Pakistanis, actually created this whole radical Islamic movement. We send our boys overseas to fight for freedom in Iraq and Afghanistan. We've been fighting in Afghanistan for 6 years. And it's a great diversion, takes our attention away from the fact that we're losing our freedom here at home. It's Vietnam all over again. It's a war we're not allowed to win. And if you haven't read the speech by press conference by Major General, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, that's going to be my newsletter in about 2 weeks, I should say 2 months. And General Sanchez was in charge in Iraq for 3 years. And he will tell you we were never allowed to win that war. We weren't allowed to win the war in Vietnam. It was a phony war because we financed the communists during that entire war. And so if you have not yet seen our pamphlet, the Communist Capitalist Alliance, you need to get it. The Communist Capitalist Alliance. It's 4 newsletters. Get them, read them, study them. Check out the sources and understand we financed the North Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War so we could keep the war going for 10 years. And that's what General Sanchez said about Iraq. We were never allowed to do what was necessary to win the war. And just today, it's announced that President Bush has made arrangements with the Iraqis so we can keep our troops there indefinitely. Why do we want to keep our troops in Iraq indefinitely? Because the agenda had nothing to do with Saddam Hussein or weapons of mass destruction, with his idea of creating an American empire and this one world government and a one world religion. And when you understand that behind everything going on there are secret societies, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to see our DVD, The Forbidden Secret. That's The Forbidden Secret. You need to get our 4-tape set or 4-CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret. You need to understand that behind everything are powerful spiritual forces, and when things don't make sense, it is because you're not evaluating this from the historical and point of view, from the point of view of the secret societies, and from the point of view of this move to use America's wealth and financial power to bring about the world government. If you've not yet read the book entitled a book by John Perkins, and of course that he has written a book about his experience with the corporatocracy, and the name of the book escapes me now. As you know, I've been a little ill. The Economic Hitman, and we have a 4-tape set on The Economic Hitman. We carry their book, The Secret History of America's, the American Empire. Understand, both of those books are available from Radio Liberty, as is everything else we've talked about. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to get information you will not get elsewhere. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. You can get our live feed there at Radio Liberty. You can see many of our videos. Please get the information. Help us get it out. And please support Radio Liberty. And so until tomorrow again at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, this afternoon, it's going to be Betty Martini is going to be with us, and she's going to be with us for an hour, and I'm going to see if I can talk her into spending a second hour, because we certainly suddenly find we don't have a guest then, but maybe she can, maybe she can't. We'll find out before long if she can stay the second hour. But Betty was telling me that in New Zealand there's a very well-known actress who had started chewing Wrigley's gum, which has aspartame in it, and some people were concerned about that, and Betty had told Wrigley's about the danger of the aspartame in the gum, and so they put it in all their gum, and this lady, a very well-known woman, developed all sorts of psychiatric problems, and had been diagnosed potentially as bipolar, and was about to be put on Prozac until she heard about the fact that aspartame can produce psychiatric problems. Contacted Betty Martini, got off her gum, and voila, why this psychiatric problem just disappeared, as it does with so many people who are on the aspartame products. And so the information is getting out there in New Zealand and apparently in Australia as well, and they're considering in both countries outlawing aspartame. Could you imagine what effect that would have, especially the people in America begin to realize that they've been poisoning us intentionally, and it's not just the aspartame, they're poisoning us with fluoride and with mercury, and they know what they're doing. Do you realize that in the latest report, just came out yesterday from London, that according to a report out of London, 1 in 58 children in England now has an autism-like illness, autism or autism-like illness, 1 in 58 children. I mean, of course, it's much more common than that here in the United States, where 1 in 6 children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality, and they know that what they're doing. But they know what they're doing with the aspartame, and I think this is really exciting. Betty, why don't you tell us about this story, about this actress, and maybe we can even get her onto our programs.
Okay, Stan, and I'll be happy to stay with you for the second hour, because there is so much news going on, and this is the Abby Cormack story, and she is an actress and a beautiful, beautiful woman, and she really wants aspartame off the market because of what she has experienced. And she had crippling muscle cramps and the tingling in her hands, which is, you get from the methanol poisoning, and she had the anxiety attacks and the depression. And this is caused, of course, by the fact that there's 50% phenylalanine in aspartame, and it lowers the seizure threshold and depletes serotonin, and then when you lower serotonin, as you know, it triggers suicidal tendencies, bipolar, all sorts of panic attacks, insomnia. And she's very, very fortunate that she got on Web, she got on Doorway, and also on Mark Gold's Aspartame Toxicity Center, and got off just in time just before her physician, who happens to be an American physician, incidentally, and very interested. He was about to put her on Prozac, and she'd gotten off, and by this time, her problems had completely disappeared, all these psychological problems that she had. And she's just fine now, except that she is going through the usual withdrawal problems that come because, you know, the methanol is actually classified as a narcotic and causes addiction. And so she's getting through now.
Hold that thought, Betty. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Betty Martini here at Genesis.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Betty Martini, and she has been telling us about this quite well-known actress over there in New Zealand who, suddenly so many of her neurological problems, or all of her neurological problems, have already cleared once she got off her aspartame, and the doctor is amazed by this. But what about the government? Are there some people there in the government who are have heard this story and are concerned?
Well, there is the New Zealand Food Safety Authority, and I have written them because they're like the other governments, like our FDA. They're trying to protect the manufacturers, but of course they're not going to get away with this. It's very interesting that Dr. Roberts has written an excellent article on aspartame and absorption, going in to aspartame gum and how serious this is. We have it on www.nho.org doctors.net. This was published in Townsend Letter for Doctors some years ago. And the reason that this gum, she was using about four packs a day, is so serious is because aspartame, first of all, is masquerading as an additive. It is, in reality, an addictive, excitoneurotoxic, carcinogenic drug that interacts with all drugs. So what Dr. Roberts says is, as a drug, it works exactly like nitroglycerin under the tongue because it's buccal. It goes through saliva straight to the brain. And so for years I have written Wrigley's, and I'm not the only one. I mean, we have an aspartame information list on WNHO, and so many victims have written Wrigley's that they know about it. And then in 2004, because they refused to take it out, they were sued in California. And even though the people that sued them didn't have the power to get through with it, you know, they can never say that they did not know. And they turned right around and put aspartame in almost all their gums. Now, what has happened is that people who were chewing things like Juicy Fruit that had sugar in it, they'd been using it for years, so they didn't know to look on the label, and they went ahead and kept on using it, and all of a sudden got these reactions. One of them, a few weeks ago, had a grand mal seizure from it and almost died. And then we've got Chelsea, who's Mission Possible Washington State, or Beltone Mission Possible in Washington. And this is a woman who used it for 12 years, half her life. And she said, I think she had probably three-quarters of all the symptoms on the FDA report of 92 symptoms, and it was so bad that when she married, her illness, just from chewing one piece of sugar-free aspartame gum a day, caused so many illnesses, it was actually written into her wedding vows. And a couple of weeks off of it, all her symptoms disappeared. She had suffered for half of her lifetime, and she went on to become a Mission Possible operation to warn others.
Well, now, so, what happened when Wrigley's was sued in California? How were they able to beat the rap?
Money, you know, these bottomless checkbooks. Whatever happened, it didn't go through. But that was the reason that the suit was filed. Is because, you know, it's one thing to be ignorant, but they've been told and told and told, and they just don't care.
Well, of course, I mean, did they buy off the lawyers, which is so often happens, or, you know, would they buy off the judge, or did it ever get before a jury? Because if it ever got before a jury and you presented all the...
They wouldn't have had a chance, you're right, but it was dismissed. So what went on with the people that sued them, and what Wrigley's did to get it dismissed, we'll probably never know. But the point of it is that Wrigley's has full knowledge, and that's why in one of the reports it says that let me see, I think I have it right here, that a public relations firm for Wrigley's makers of extra sugar-free gum could not immediately be gotten for comment. In other words, the only thing they can do is lie about it because they have full knowledge about it. And we had another man who picked up the same Juicy Fruit gum, thought there was sugar in it, and almost went off a cliff. And the second symptom on the FDA list is dizziness. And he got very, very dizzy. And not only that, he had been off of aspartame. He's one that almost died from it. In fact, they pulled the plug, and he woke up because he had been on in the hospital on the for so long without it that he actually woke up when they thought that he was brain dead. And so he was chemically sensitive, like all aspartame victims, so when he got on that gum, he had an immediate reaction and almost went off a cliff. He's our Mission Possible North Dakota now. So you know, we keep having these cases constantly, and Wrigley's just went ahead and put it in almost all their gums, and they mix it with sucralose and with this Splenda, a chlorocarbon poison. They're just mixing poisons together, sulfene, potassium, which cause cancer and leukemia in original studies. So, you know, and then it interacts with whatever else that, you know, if they may be on medication, and as you know, it interacts with toxins and vaccines. And So it's making some pretty people pretty sick. And there was even an expo here in Atlanta done by the TV station at the University of Georgia, and they interviewed a woman here who had never used aspartame. She was handed one piece of sugar-free gum and had a grand mal seizure. So the cases continually come in on this, and like I say, Abby was very fortunate to find out. And I want to tell you, she is a very, very courageous woman. She wants to get aspartame out of New Zealand. And we have some, Chris Wheeler, Mission Possible New Zealand, has been working to expose this in that country for years. He's absolutely wonderful. Dr. Monte, who wrote the journal article, Aspartame, Methanol, and the Public Health, lives in New Zealand. And there is a lady in Parliament who is trying to get these drinks out of high schools. And so this publicity now is making world news and is getting people to know about it. And we're hoping everybody's spitting out their gum. And, in fact, you know, I mentioned that today there is a safe sweetener, and it is approved in New Zealand and Australia, but just like sugar, and they are going, you know, I asked him, I said, look, I said, something's got to be done about this situation with Wrigley's. Is there any way that you can make a gum for people that has just like sugar in it? And in this case, this is one that Dr. Blaylock asked for an analysis on. It's just chicory and orange peel, and there's no additives in it. And it's the only one he endorses and writes about in his newsletter, blaylockreport.com. So anyway, they do have something that they can use, and we're making all kinds of efforts. In Australia, we have Dr. Sandra Cabot, who has an aspartame detoxification clinic there. She's Mission Possible Australia. We have other operations there, and she lectures all over the world on NutraSweet. So in those countries, we're hoping, thanks to this courageous woman, that there'll be a lot more help in these two countries to help get this poison out.
Well, I understand that there's been quite a movement in Australia as well to try to get it out.
Well, they've been working on it for years, and they've been trying to expose it, and I think we have, let me see, I think we must have three or four operations now in Australia. The point of it is fighting the manufacturer's power. And Dr. Roberts has written to the Australian Food Safety Department Authority, as well as New Zealand. At one time, they were both together for years and years, and I mean, they know how deadly it is, but they back up the manufacturer, and they're just like the FDA. And so I've recently sent them a report, because they were also trying to take down the Ramazzini study, which is one of the most prestigious in the world, that was peer-reviewed by seven world experts, and showed that it is a multi-potential carcinogen. And when the powers behind the aspartame manufacturers, you know, try to disprove it, some of the things were just absolutely ridiculous. We even had to laugh about it. And then they said, well, maybe you gave them too much aspartame. Well, they just did another study using a small amount of aspartame, and this one was shown that even a small amount will cause cancer. They gave it to pregnant rats, and Dr. Siffredi says that their findings show that if, you know, a pregnant woman was using it and the baby survived, because, you know, it causes birth defects, you know, that person, if it survives, could grow up and have cancer. So, you know, now they're trying to fight that one. And, of course, Dr. Siffredi has just received an award that was only been given twice before in history. And but they're still trying to fight it, and it's just absolutely, you know, absurd, because as I pointed out to the New Zealand Food Safety Authority, is that the FDA knew aspartame caused cancer a quarter of a century ago, and Dr. Adrian Gross, who was the FDA toxicologist on in Congress, told Congress that, first of all, that they should not have been able to even give an allowable daily dose because it causes brain tumors, and they should have invoked the Delaney Amendment, which forbids putting anything in food you know will cause cancer. And he said without a shadow of a doubt that, it causes brain cancer and brain tumors. And his last words to Congress were, and if the FDA violates its own law, who's left to protect the public? So it shows that it's in the record. And then the Jerome Bressler, who wrote the FDA audit that we have on doorway.com with 1-O, D-O-R-W-A-Y.com, the Bressler report, shows they were filtering out neoplasms. They were removing the, excising the brain tumors from the rats. And when they died in study, they were resurrected on paper. That's why they wanted them indicted.
And, of course, then we wonder why cancer is on the increase across America. We'll be right back with Betty Martini.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, this starts. This is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Benny Martini. We're talking about this this carcinogen that we're putting into our food. You know, if you go back to the beginning of the 20th century, about, the incidence of cancer was about 3 per 100. Now it's over 50 per 100. And they know that they're putting carcinogens into food. They know that they certainly that milk is a carcinogen. It dramatically increases. It almost triples the incidence of prostate cancer. So today, almost 1 in 3 men has prostate cancer. When was the last time you heard that mentioned any place? And now here Betty is pointing out the carcinogenic effect of aspartame in animal studies. And, of course, the rules are if it produces cancer in animals, you can't put it in human food, and yet they're doing it. And then we see the brain tumors in children, and everybody says, oh, isn't that terrible? Well, poor little Johnny, he's just going to be a turnip or a vegetable, but it doesn't have to happen. When are the American people going to get onto Betty's webpage and doorway.com, doorway.com, and read all of the material that's up there, the scientific studies going back into the 1960s that show that they knew the deleterious effects, the carcinogenic effects, the effects as far as the fertility was concerned, the effects as far as the mind were concerned. They've known all of these things all along. So why are they putting poisons in our food? Because there are people who hate America, in my estimation. I mean, people say it's all for profit, and some of it may be. But there are other people who know exactly what they're doing. And until you understand that, and you join with Betty and help get this information out, they're going to continue poisoning the American people, and that's exactly what it is, isn't it, Betty?
Yes, and I'll tell you something really bothers me, Dr. Stan. You know, they're testing youngsters for mental disease. And, you know, Feingold, in fact, had said that the terms ADD and ADHD were not even used until the early 1980s when aspartame was approved. In fact, I'm going to be lecturing in Las Vegas, September the 14th. They have a seminar there called What's Causing My Symptoms on this bipolar and mood swings and ADD. And I was talking to Dr. Ralph Walton, you know, who is a psychiatrist and aspartame expert, and he's done a study on aspartame, and he did the research for peer-reviewed studies and funding for 60 Minutes. And I was also discussing, you know, Abby's case, and he says, you know, that what they're doing is they're labeling people with these diseases like bipolar, and they keep them on this medication. When you've got to first ask them if they're on aspartame and get them off, and like Abby, they're probably, you know, going to completely disappear. But in many cases, they will keep them not only on the medication, you know, but with that label of bipolar and these other mental illnesses. And I've heard Dr. Blaylock and Dr. Roberts say that a lot of people today in mental hospitals are simply aspartame victims. And Abby would have gone on with these symptoms, you know, had she not found out that it was aspartame. And it's a big thing. I feel so sorry for these little children and that are going through all this, because it causes behavioral problems and these types of psychiatric problems. And, of course, the other big news that is that Food Standards has sponsored a study in the U.K. that shows additives cause behavioral problems. And the large food chains like Mark and Spencer and Sainsbury are removing aspartame out of all their personal products already. Shows you the difference between the U.K. and America.
Well, but, no, I'm going to call
today. They know it here and they're doing nothing.
I got a call today from a plastic surgeon in Southern California who was telling me that they've come up with a couple of products, and he named them, and they're phenylalanine, and apparently what they're doing is just sprinkling them on the food of children because it's full of phenylalanine and it's sweet, and he said somebody ought to look into that, and I said, phenylalanine, you know, this is a toxic substance. Why are they using it as sprinkling like salt onto the children's food to make it sweeter? I mean, this would create many of the problems that aspartame will.
Yes, Dr. Roberts even has that in his book. He said whether you have phenylalanine in supplements or anything that, you know, that it's going to cause the very same problems. The thing about aspartame is that it's 50% of the molecule, and as Dr. Wortman mentioned in Congress, there's no other product like this. But, for instance, some years ago, somebody handed me something they said was an herb, and it turned out to be phenylalanine, and I didn't even read the bottle, and it caused hallucinations, which is another thing that it causes.
We'll be right back here in just a moment here.
If you look. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute.
Phew!
It's cold season again, and we aren't the only ones whose joints ache. When we come back, I'll tell you how to prevent pain in the body automotive.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
Just like human bodies, automotive systems are also challenged when the mercury drops. For example, your car has CV joints which connect transmission to wheels, like your hip joints attach torso to legs. People are born with the fluid that lubricates this connection, and cars come with it from the factory. But over time, both can lose it due to age or injury. CV joints are especially vulnerable in winter when their protective rubber boots are brittle and tear more easily, allowing precious lubricant to leak. To prevent the blues caused by broken joints, include CVs in your winter inspection. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Stand back here on the Genesis Communication Network, and with me, I guess, is Betty Martini. Betty, would you like to get your website out there?
Okay, we have www.wnho.net and www.dorwaye.com, and then www.mpwhi.com. That's my personal website, Mission Possible World Health International. And the other one that people need to see is the Aspartame Toxicity Center, which is www.holisticmed.com/aspartame.
Well, I think you need to know they're poisoning your children. They know what they're doing. I mean, a lot of the people just want to keep their jobs and be quiet. And you've actually had people who work for the FDA and other government agencies come to you and tell you that, haven't they, that they just don't dare speak out?
Oh, yes. Some of the statements have been really comical. I know a child had a seizure on these Listerman strips, again, buccal. And she called just raising Cain with the FDA, and the FDA said, well, listen, we told everybody that aspartame causes seizures, and they should have listened to us. And then, of course, I met one at an expo, and he said, you know, we revoked the petition. We tried to indict the people. We did everything to keep it off the market. Your argument was with Don Rumsfeld, you know, who got it marketed when we said no. And now there's a book out about him called Rumsfeld's Legacy that has a chapter on aspartame that tells how he did it. And, of course, it's in the movie Sweet Misery of Poison World, which you market.
Sure.
So, you know, that tells the story of how they put a poison on the market. And incidentally, if there are other, some of your listeners who've had these reactions to gum, now we're taking these cases that we'd like to send to Abby and to the people that are working so hard in New Zealand, and they can email me at Betty, BETTYM19 at mindspring.com. MINDSPRING.com.
All right, fine. Well, my telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Maybe you don't believe that they would poison the American people. Maybe you think this is just all hysteria. Maybe you think that aspartame is perfectly safe. But have you read the scientific studies? And, of course, the government agents have read them. But, you know, there are certain people there who have a different worldview. And until you recognize that fact, nothing going on today really makes sense. Once you understand that, then you understand why the people from the CDC and from the FDA and from these other government agencies are going right along with us. And I mean, there were lots of them there who knew exactly what the problem was. They, what was it, almost 15 years that they worked to keep this off the market?
Yes. And let's see, they revoked the petition in 1980. And actually, they only had 30 days for the FDA commissioner to change anything about it. And, of course, that's when Rumsfeld went to Washington. He was on Reagan's transition team. And the day after Reagan took office, he appointed Dr. Hayes to overrule the board. And the most, this absolutely, you know, borders on the twilight zone that this would happen, but that President Reagan actually wrote an executive order making the FDA powerless to do anything about it until he could get Hayes there, because it normally takes about 30 days to get them there to the FDA. And I tell you, an interesting comment someone sent me from an Atlanta Journal-Constitution where I lived, an article where they were talking to Reagan many years ago and asked him about aspartame, and he says, no, I don't use it anymore. We don't know what's in this stuff. So when all these congressional hearings went on, evidently Reagan knew then, and he didn't use it, so it wasn't safe enough for the President of the United States to use it. But he is responsible for helping Rumsfeld. That's very interesting. A little bit of trivia.
He wouldn't take it himself, but he'd give it to your kids.
That's what's so
irresponsible.
Yeah. Quite a statement. And that actually was in an old article in the New York Times as well. So Reagan himself stopped using it.
I wonder if they might have been the little jelly bellies that he was so fond of. Something, anyway, precipitated his Parkinson's disease. What a terrible way to die. But.
Yeah, Alzheimer's. And, well, you know, he used so much aspartame, and now there's a study in Greece that shows that it does cause Alzheimer's, and we have that on WNHO.net.
Well, you know, there's been such an explosion in the incidence of Alzheimer's disease. It's rising so rapidly here in the United States, not only Alzheimer's disease, but early onset Alzheimer's disease. I mean, it used to be that only about 2% of Alzheimer's disease came on before the age of 60, and now it's about 10%. So, I mean, it's getting into the younger and younger age group, and we're not really sure why that is.
I know. During the time I lectured for the World Environmental Congress, I remember that a lady by the name of Susan, who was worked in a hospice as a nurse, called me. She says, "We got 30-year-olds that are coming in here with Alzheimer's, and we need to know why." And of course, Dr. Roberts wrote a book, Defense Against Alzheimer's Disease, and explained about these young people getting it. And this is the reason.
What does he think that the younger people are getting the Alzheimer's disease? How does the aspartame impact on the brain? Does it ever play any part in these plaques they talk about?
Well, on the FDA list of 92 symptoms, memory loss is so common that it's number 9 of 92 symptoms. And in that book, he says that aspartame is escalating in it. And I know that Dr. Bowen said that, that everything needed for Alzheimer's disease as far as the components are in aspartame. And I think that paper is on WNHO. So there's several reasons for it. You know, you're talking about aspartic acid, an excitotoxin that seeps into the brain in the areas where MS and Parkinson's and Lou Gehrig's, are most prominent. And Dr. Bowen wrote a report about that, too. And so that you're talking about that, too. You're talking about changing brain chemistry. And so many of these victims, they say they forget to pick up their children. And they've lost their memory so much they can't drive anymore. And the article, the journal, actually it's a study in Greece, explains about the fact that that people lose their memory. And Dr. Roberts wrote a little amendment to it, the bottom line is that aspartame triggers Alzheimer's.
I see. Well, have they ever done a double-blind study where one group took the aspartame and the other didn't, or is this just more or less empiric?
Well, we had an informant. Now, understand, this is just an informant who worked for Pepsi that made the comment that the National Soft Drink Association had done a 10-year study that had showed Alzheimer's and blindness and birth defects, which we knew. And an interesting little bit of trivia on that is I ran into somebody from them. They're now American Beverage. And I told them, I said, an informant has already told us about this. She didn't say those studies weren't done. She said, there's no way that you could have a copy of those studies. And she got so excited she had to have a glass of water and somebody help her to the car. So she was, we kind of feel like those studies were done.
Well, now, of course, if they were done,
they were not published.
What about the American Soft Drink Organization then begin taking the aspartame out of the soft drinks?
Are you kidding? You know, the interesting thing is that in the congressional record, you'll find that on WNHO.net, is their protest for they didn't want to put aspartame in there. And the reason that they were talking about the fact that it breaks down in heat, like in places like Arizona it would be deadly, and also that it's adulterated, which is against the law. And the reason it was put in the congressional record is they turned right around and lobbied for NutraSweet. Now, why did they do that? What influence caused it? We don't know, but it's in the congressional record, so nobody can say that they did not know what aspartame would cause.
When was this? How long ago was it?
They wrote that in 1983, and it's in the May 1985 congressional record that we have on file. It was it's 6 pages. It's that long in the congressional record, and there were 2 others. There was one in August of 1985 when Dr. Adrian Gross testified, and then there was another congressional hearing in 1987, and that's when the other FDA toxicologist, Dr. Jacqueline Verrett, testified. You know, you hear the manufacturers say that we had 200 studies, the most tested product in history. Well, what Dr. Verrett, who was on site, said is that all those studies were built on a foundation of sand and should have been thrown out. So you can understand Dr. Roberts' chapter in one of his books titled The Myth of the Most Tested Product in History.
Well, I think you have to understand what's really at stake here. The ability to poison the entire American people with these products, and the average American has no idea about it because of the degree of control that exists over the media. The media is controlled, and the media is not going to tell the American people the truth. That is the tragedy. And when people begin to learn about these things and begin, you know, looking at the packaging and just say, I'm not going to buy that. And you always ought to make a big issue out of that when you're standing at the checkout counter, you know, at the store. You're not going to buy that with a poison in it, are you? Don't you know about aspartame? Haven't you read about aspartame? Well, I suppose you wouldn't because the media is controlled, but they're poisoning the American people. Well, you'll see everybody down the line and the adjacent checkout stands, their ears will prick up, and that's how we're going to get the information out.
Well, I want you to know that on Doorway, there is a paper by Dr. James Bowen, and it's titled Labeling. You just scroll down to Experts, and here is a letter that was written 20 years ago to the FDA by Dr. Boeing saying this is mass poisoning of the American public in more than 70-plus countries of the world. And what happened was the FDA sent out an agent to Dr. Bowen and was very upset that he wrote the letter, and Dr. Bowen handed over 29 more cases of aspartame disease, and they were very reluctant to take them. So here, prior to approval, they did everything in the world to prevent it from getting on the market. And once that it was approved, you know, they were actually, was on the side of the manufacturer and were doing everything to prevent these type of letters that Dr. Bowen sent. That, and he said every metabolite in aspartame is poisonous. It's an incredible letter, and he said everybody involved should be criminally prosecuted.
And when was that letter written?
That letter was written 20 years ago to the FDA.
That would be, what, about 1987?
Well, it was earlier than that. It was probably around 1984 or 1985. But Dr. Bowen himself was drinking diet Kool-Aid because he was working in the desert. And he has Lou Gehrig's disease because of it. And they actually thought, you know, he was slurring his words. They didn't know if he was on drugs or whether he was on alcohol. And he was actually put in a mental hospital. And, of course, what's in the mental hospital, you know, he's like Abby. He was no longer fed Diet Kool-Aid. He wasn't getting aspartame. And all of his symptoms disappeared. Now,
well,
it did damage him.
And basically then he got out, and did his Lou Gehrig-like symptoms disappear pretty well?
Well, first of all, the thing that he did when he got out was got in touch with the FDA, and he had at that time some studies that Zummo and the FDA provided him that had never been seen. I mean, his story is incredible. So usually if you would have Lou Gehrig's disease, you wouldn't be around 20
sure.
years later.
Yep.
But he has maintained those type of symptoms, but because he's off of aspartame and he knows how to handle it, he was drinking such large quantities that it did some damage to him. But, he is, extremely better today, but he is chemically hypersensitive. And I had dinner with him in Oregon. He saved my brother's life there. My brother was a Green Beret, and he got Agent Orange, and he survived that, but he got addicted to aspartame and couldn't get off of it, and was in the VA hospital, and I was told he was going to die, and Dr. Bowen went over there and told him it's aspartame. get him off of it. And, of course, you know, his symptoms stopped, and he was instrumental in helping him. I had dinner with him. He is so chemically hypersensitive that I forgot and wore perfume and got him ill. So he still is chemically hypersensitive today, as most aspartame victims are. But, you know, all these very serious symptoms he had, you know, have disappeared. He knows how to handle it, and he's devoted his life to warning the world off of it so that what happened to him, you know, won't happen to anybody else. I've never seen anybody as persecuted as Dr. Bowen because he would not shut up. I mean, he continually, everywhere he went, told people that he had seen those studies and what it had done to him.
Well, does he have those studies? Did they ever get published, or they were just suppressed?
One of his attorneys had them, and I think they disappeared, but he remembers everything about them, and he's written about them, and we do have those reports on WNHO. I mean, you could do a find for his reports, and he mentions them, especially in the case of the brain tumors.
Well, you know, really, that's why we need the Internet. You know, Sydney, back in 1953, something called the Fitzgerald Report was published in the Congressional Record, and it talked about the suppression of effective treatments for cancer. Now, some fellow sent me $50 about 6 months ago, 8 months ago, told me he wanted to get a copy of the Fitzgerald Report. He couldn't get one any place. He couldn't even get it from his own library out of the Congressional Record. And we tried to track that thing down. We were eventually able to get a report, and we put it in my January newsletter. It's posted there, the Fitzgerald Report, talking about the effective treatments for cancer. Well, this was, what, 1953? That's, 54 years ago. How many millions of people have died unnecessarily in America since then?
Well, I can add to that. I'll tell you, because I used a formula. It was an herbal formula that cured me of it, and the FDA found out about it, and they actually sent the forestry to spray where the herbs grew that cured cancer, and one of the men from the forestry said the FDA made us do it.
Amen to that. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Welcome your calls at 1-800-259-5791. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in me, wanting to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener supported, and if you're out there across America listening to us, we hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us. Now we do have 2 4-tape sets on aspartame. We carry, actually, 2 videos. One is Sweet Misery and the other is Sweet Remedy. We carry, of course, Dr. Blaylock's book on aspartame, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. We have 2 of Dr. Roberts' books, and one of them is a great big thick book, must be 800 pages or more, like an encyclopedia. Everything you need to know about how they're poisoning the American people, and I can assure you, we've gone through this. I'm firmly convinced that this is absolutely right. The websites are there. You need to understand that they're poisoning your children. They know exactly what they're doing, but they don't want you to know. Do you know a better way to destroy a great nation than to poison the people? Now, if you doubt that they have an agenda, of course, you need to get my talk. None dare call it genocide. None dare call it genocide. Or, if you want a more elaborate talk, a little much, much longer, it's called Planned Population Reduction. That's Planned Population Reduction. We have a video called Population Control. We have a 4-tape set called Population Control. We have a monograph. It's available on my website called The Population Control Agenda Monograph, and it's available there for nothing, or of course if you get any of the other items, why it'll be available. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know how they're using mercury to destroy the minds of our children and poison fertility throughout the world, why, the best source of information is by Dr. Ayoub. It's entitled, it's a DVD or VHS called Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. Why would it be that the people who are in favor of population control want to give vaccinations to all those little black children and brown children throughout the world? Why would you want to save the lives of children when you really want to kill them off because you believe in population control? Well, you'll know when you see this DVD. And then, of course, we have so much other information on that subject. My talk on the hidden agenda, going into water fluoridation, and then the syllabus that goes with that has all of the information that you need to know at your fingertips to show to your doctor, to show to others, and we're very, very proud of that syllabus. The hidden agenda, at a syllabus, the DVD and or the video, and of course you'll get a reduced price if you get them both together. Understand that there are people who look at the world through the same eyes again. But go to my website at RadioLiberty.com and pull down the Population Control Agenda monograph. You can get it for nothing. Or get this other information and copy it and help us get it out across America. I mean, most people are concerned about what's going on over in Iraq, where we've lost about 3,500 men, and maybe three or four times that many have been casualties and be permanently maimed. But we're talking about destroying the minds of one in six American children. In fact, probably every child in America has been damaged by aspartame, the mercury, or fluoride. They know what they're doing. That's why our kids, when they graduate from high school and they're tested, can't compete with kids anywhere else in the world. Do you know a better way to destroy a great nation? I think they're doing a great job. What do you think? We'll be back here in just a moment with Betty Martini here at Genesis.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD.